Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 23rd. Happy birthday to actress Carrie Russell, who's 45 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Smyrna real estate agent has pled guilty to mortgage fraud. Cobb County is looking to pay nearly $2 million in costs associated with hosting Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The Cobb School District staff got their vaccines at Jim Miller Park. Officials have named the Atlanta victims in last week's spa shooting spree. The Cobb County School Board has hired an interim law firm. Plus, what exactly is a rage room? There's a new one open in Kennesaw, and we'll find out all the details.
Basically, what we do is we specialize in bringing out the stress in people like you or just somebody that just wants to have some fun. That being said, that is the professional way to put it. The unprofessional term is we let you take 30 minutes and you break whatever you want in our rooms.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
A Smyrna man has entered a plea of guilty to orchestrating a mortgage fraud scheme spanning 4 years. Robert Kelski, a listing agent in Smyrna, along with 10 other people, helped more than 100 homebuyers lie in their applications to get mortgages they did not qualify for. Many of the loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration, resulting in the FHA paying claims for mortgages that have defaulted. Some acted as employment verifiers, home builders, and real estate agents in the scheme. A total of 11 defendants have pled guilty to conspiring to defraud the United States. Cobb will have to fork over some cash before it hosts the Major League Baseball All-Star Game this July. County Finance Director William Volkman has asked commissioners to appropriate nearly $2 million to cover costs associated with the game. Director Volkman expects the investment to pay big dividends for the county, especially as the All-Star Game could be one of the first big sporting events for a mostly vaccinated America. Meanwhile, hundreds of Cobb County School District employees got their first shot of Pfizer coronavirus vaccines at Jim Miller Park this past Friday, the first of 4 days of mass drive-through vaccinations for the district. More mass drive-through vaccination events are scheduled for next Friday and Saturday for first doses of the vaccine, with second doses to be administered April 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. About 4,100 out of 17,743 staff members signed up for the drive-through vaccine events, where shots were administered by Cobb Douglas Public Health. The mass vaccinations are starting during a week of expanded vaccine eligibility for Georgians that now includes a majority of state residents.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Now.
The four women killed in Atlanta during last week's mass shooting have been identified by the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office. All told, eight people were killed in a series of shootings at three Metro Atlanta spas. In addition to the four killed in Atlanta, four people were killed at Young's Asian Massage in Cherokee County. The victims of the shooting in Cherokee were identified last Wednesday. Several fundraisers have appeared online since the shootings to support victims' families, and as of this recording, a fundraiser on GoFundMe has over $2.7 million. The Cobb Board of Education hired Nelson, Mullins, Riley, and Scarborough as its interim law firm Saturday morning, just 2 days after firing its longtime firm, Gregory Doyle, Calhoun, and Rogers. Nelson, Mullins, Riley, and Scarborough already represents Fulton County School District and Atlanta Public Schools. Scarborough partners Nina Gupta and Suzanne Wilcox will serve as co-lead counsel for Cobb County School District.
Mouthwatering, award-winning barbecue is right here in your backyard. Best of Cobb, Best of Atlanta, Grand Champion, and more. Come find out why Dave Poe's Barbecue has won so many awards. On Whitlock Avenue, just west of the Marietta Square. Hashtag MDJ Podcast for your chance at a $25 gift card.
And now, what exactly is a rage room, and how can it help you blow off some steam? We're joined on the podcast by Kevin Torsell, the owner of Outrage in Kennesaw, to give us all of the details.
So basically what we do is we specialize in bringing out the stress in people like you or just somebody that just wants to have some fun. That being said, that is the professional way to put it. The unprofessional term is we let you take 30 minutes and you break whatever you want in our rooms. We give you glass plates, you get microwaves, TVs, anything you could think to put a bat through, we'll try and give it to you.
So, and you're using a baseball bat, like a metal baseball bat?
You get metal baseball bats, you get axes. We had a couple sledgehammers, but we had some angry people this week. So RIP to them, they didn't make it. So we have to get some more. But we do give you some sledgehammers, you get an axe, hammers, bats. Well, anything you could, you know, use to break some stuff with, we're going to give it to you. We have like three crowbars, stuff like that.
Kevin Torsell is the owner of Outrage. It is a rage room that's in Kennesaw. So it's on Cherokee Street in the Kroger parking lot there in Kennesaw. And you can find out the information online at outrageatl.com. Kevin, How did you come up with this idea to have a rage room where people can break things to take out their aggression?
I actually grew up dealing with anger management myself. So it was tough on me. And I always wish there was a place for just people to go just relieve that stress. So if I broke something at the age of 10, I was being delinquent. So now that I'm a little older, my anger management, not much of an issue for me. But how about I open something for you to come in and just to relieve your stress, relieve that tension, the only place where you could go and relieve the stress and never worry about the mess.
Kevin Torsell from Outrage in Kennesaw. It's a rage room where you can go and take out aggression. You can break things with baseball bats and sledgehammers. And you also do birthday parties. And my favorite on OutrageATL.com, you do gender reveals.
Correct. We actually have one coming up in April. A lady with a group of about 20 wanted to do a gender reveal just so she could actually come in. Something fun because she's always wanted to try a rage room. You know, kill two birds with one stone. So what we do is we fill a couple glass cups, glass bottles with some powder. And, you know, we give you about 20 of them. You go into the room. Only the couple can. Everybody has to watch from the outside. They get to hit the bottles, throw them around. And then whatever color comes out is the color that you have.
And Kevin, you not only provide breakables for people to take out their aggression, but there's an option where you can bring your own breakables. Are people bringing stuff that they don't want anymore, or are they bringing stuff from old relationships?
You know, a little bit of both, maybe some at the same time. One girl actually brought a picture of her ex in. No offense, we don't judge. So she brought a picture of her ex in a little picture frame, a glass picture frame. We said, yeah, go to town. You know, it's whatever happens in the room happens. But going back to what you said, yes, you can bring your own items. You actually get a 30% off discount when you bring your own items. If you just drop them off, we give you 30% off for your next visit. If you want to come in and smash at the same time as bringing your own items, we just add it to a package and you only pay $15.
Kevin Torsell is the owner of Outrage, the Rage Room in Kennesaw. Find him online at outrageatl.com. Kevin, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.